Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a full house tonight. We've got a ton of games, fights, golf tournaments, football games, and everything else in between to break down. The raging redhead, Cam Stewart's ready to bring it. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Rez? You know, you said it, man. We got something for everybody, as you like to say. The golf's been crazy. The games have been nuts. Good call by you on the Habs last night. I went for a walk. I'm sweating profusely right now. I'm so out of shape. I decided instead of driving, I'd go for like a long one. And, man, I am just huffing and puffing. I really need to get a Peloton, or like what my buddy has, more of a Polish Peloton, just like an exercise bike to keep me going inside during COVID times. Because I've
my
yeah, that's yeah, it's basically what he did was it's a Peloton without the bells and whistles, and it's also about $1,500 cheaper, but kind of like an exercise bike with a couple buttons for faster intention. I don't need somebody telling me you know, you're fat, and they're screaming at me when I'm exercising. I just want to feel a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Less sweat.
Think about it, Cam. Imagine if you rode an exercise bike every time you watched a game. Said, all right, I'm watching a game now. And you got on the bike. Basically, like the Ottawa Senators. I've never seen that in the old days, guys. The Ottawa Senators, they were the only team.
Great call.
After the game, they do the post-game interviews on the bike. It's like, no, if I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to be working out. It's like, I'd be on the bike. Right? So, okay, like, everyone on the Senators was just saying, it's funny. Because I asked Guy Lafleur about the weight room. You know, in the old days, he said weight room. He said, man, he said there was no weight room.
There's a cigarette room, a smoking room.
He goes to the weight room. He goes to the exercise room. He goes, there was an exercise bike. One of the old, like, basically, you know, the old, man, I used to have that with my grandfather, man. He made it like ultra hard. You have to like push down.
Yeah, the tension.
But you know, Herschel Walker, Cam. You know, one of the greatest football players of all time, greatest college football, probably the best college football running back, actually. Debatable, but for my money, I'd say he's the best college football player of all time. But anyways, badass dude, Kev. The guy's like now in his 50s, like MMA, Olympic bobsledding. When people talk about two-way athletes and stuff, people don't, you know, people talk about Bo Jackson. People talk about all these different, you know, great players, but they don't talk about Herschel Walker and everything he's accomplished as a two-way athlete. But you know how ripped he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
You look at Herschel Walker. The guy, yeah,
great
0%.
Cheese. Great cheese on his stomach. It's so damn hard. Yeah, I'm with you.
You know how he became that way as a kid? He was lazy, he said. He used to sit around and watch TV and just eat popcorn and watch TV as a kid and stuff. And he started lifting weights during the commercial breaks. So he'd watch a TV show, and would go to a commercial break, and he'd hit the iron for a couple of minutes. Show would come back. He'd sit down. He'd watch the show. Commercial break. And he just lived with dumbbells. Commercial breaks. And then he said it just sort of became casual. He just sat there watching TV and games all day, lifting. It just became a thing. And then he became Herschel Walker. The Raging Redhead, Dan Stewart. I am Game Omerenzi. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to get to.
Yeah.
So we're giving you motivational tips. To the max, push the envelope. You can do it.
You can do it. No, you burn, actually inspired me.
Burn that fast. Burn that fast. But I'm just thinking, Ken.
No, you're right. You got me thinking. I could lose probably 50 pounds if I did that during the commercials alone for the rest
just
of my
commercials.
Life.
Just commercials.
Yeah.
Just commercials. I know. I did it, Cam. I was inspired by Herschel Walker, but I can't keep it up. I'm a busy man. I can get beaten down, but I told myself an episode of The Simpsons with no commercials, I watched them online, with no commercials, it's 22 minutes. I'm like, why don't you just stand here and exercise while you watch the show? It's 22 minutes. You're watching the show. The same thing, Cam. I'd start, you know what I mean? You do this, you do that, you lift this. You'd be surprised. Then the episode's over. You're like, I'll do one more. And, you know, it started to happen where I'm like, man, I just blasted through six of these. And then after, you feel better and stuff. You still, whatever. So think, every time you watch a game, a commercial break, boom. You don't really need weights. You're already a pretty big dude. So, I think, treadmill, like Polish Peloton, you don't need... The Polish Peloton.
That's so good, eh?
exercise bike, old school. Yeah, you don't need anything fancy. You don't need. No. And anyways, Cam, you'll get distracted. You've willingly admitted you like the workout chicks. So if you're on the Peloton, they got smoking hot chicks in tight leotards.
Excellent point.
Over the bike, just drooling in her chest.
I want to see a big, hairy, ugly guy who's like got more fur than me. Go, come on, push yourself. Yeah, you're right. You don't see some lady in like a skin tight outfit. You can do it. No, I'm not sure if I can. But anyway, you got me inspired, Marenzi. I am gonna start doing that more. Great idea. Polish Peloton. No videos.
Polish Peloton. Well, people would complain, Cam, during the pandemic. I can't work out. I can't go to the gym. Well, you need a gym to lift something up. You need a gym to run in place. Like, I like the tennis player. She didn't complain. She ran like 13 miles in her hotel room. She put it on video. She said, let's go. She ran back and forth.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You should half a marathon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morency. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a full house. We've got the caddy throwing it down with this real sharp guy. We've really picked up some good guests over the last couple of weeks. Andrew Anderson, real, real sharp guy when it comes to golf. Former PGA, LPGA caddy. And we've got to get into, because it's funny, it's a PGA. He did a PGA caddy, but he was more so LPGA caddy. And when we asked him, we're like, so who's your caddy for? He's like, oh, a bunch of players. And I almost thought like he thought like we wouldn't know. And he's like, oh, you know, and then he's like, mostly Koreans, right? And then he starts rattling them off. And Cam's like, oh, my God, you caddied for her? Oh, yeah, her. Oh, she's amazing. Right? Like, so like Yeah, he's been a caddy. He's been there. He's been in big moments. He's been in all the greatest courses. You go to his. He's not much of a Twitter guy, I noticed. I'm going to ask him about.
No,
he hasn't tweeted in like 2 years.
It's like me. I'm on it every day now.
Literally. But if you go to his Twitter account, you'll like it. It's nothing but pictures. He's got a Twitter account. It's nothing but pictures of golf courses. That's awesome. So he's like, this is what it's like, you know, 12 hole Augusta. Like he's showing like different courses, you know, what the look from the caddy, the look from the course, or like the warm up round in the morning with the dew and everything. It's got beautiful pictures of the golf courses. So yeah, Andrew will join us. We'll get into the WGC. Cousin Sal. I look forward to seeing what D-Gen Bet's Cousin Sal has come up with. Last week he was telling us about his heartbreaker parlay that fell one game short. He had every sport, if you remember, Cam. Because I had a college basketball, NHL hockey, Australian Open, and it was one other random. Oh, NBA. He had an NBA total, I think. He had like each one thing of everything in a parlay. So I look forward to seeing what Sal comes up with. And, Cam, we have a return of another old friend of the program, Big Man on Campus, with some college basketball picks later on.
So, perfect, yeah. And we could talk
about all bases covered here.
Horse ownership. I remember Big Man. I don't like, you know me, I don't go on Twitter as much as you, but I saw him like talking about his horse at Tampa Bay Downs. I'm like, hey man, congratulations on horse ownership. But me and you were in the standard bred game. This guy's in the thoroughbred game. So I don't know what's going on with Big Man, Gabe. Maybe he's got Bitcoin going or something, but he seems to be doing quite well.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about Bitcoin actually, Cam. And remember, so off the top of the program, I just sort of brought up, Cam said he went for a walk and was wiped out earlier, huffing and puffing. You're always huffing and puffing. I couldn't really tell the difference. But I didn't want to start the show by pointing out your heavy breathing. But I can usually, sort of tell you're like.
Yeah, usually, we start the show with I'm wearing a toupee. I'm sweating. The breathing is kind of like a dog panting. I did go at a brisk pace, though. It wasn't a regular walk. That's why I was sweating. Like, I wasn't loitering. Like, I was actually, like, power walking because I knew we had the show at the top of the hour. So, that's my defense.
I just had my neck snapped a couple of times. I was at a chiropractor earlier in the day. Mm. It's a little freaky. You got to trust the dude. He's like, you know what I mean? When a grown man takes your neck and turns it sideways and then goes, all right, take a deep breath in. It's like, as you hear the sound, you're like, oh, God. You know, I was thinking, this guy can literally, like, kill me right now. He can literally just snap my neck, like, if he wanted to. So I'm very nice to him. So I'm very, very, hey, how you doing, Doc? Everything good? Yeah. He's a big jogger. We talk about jogging. So, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm like Mr. Burns after the rejuvenation. I've been snapped, cracked, snap, crackled, and popped. I didn't think I'd ever look. I'm older. I've never been to a chiropractor before. Didn't think I would like it, but I actually do. And I go every 2 weeks and I get just this sort of readjustment camp, snap, neck, you know what I mean? Back, spine, couple of cracks, couple of pops, and I'm good to go. So we were saying off the top, I just brought up Herschel Walker and about how much in shape Herschel Walker is. And it all started by Herschel said he was lazy when he was younger and he was watching TV all the time. So he started lifting weights during commercial breaks. And one thing led to another. And obviously, he's one of the greatest athletes of all time. So remember, Cam, when we talked about Tom Brady winning and how many beers you had drank. Think about how much money we have spent on gambling over the years, alcohol, gambling, and many other things. So I was just thinking about that, Cam. Imagine if, like, for the last 20 years, you and me, since the last 20 years, every game, you know, not every game, sometimes you're out, but basically every night, every commercial break, we both lifted weights during every game. And instead of spending all the money on booze and gambling and other things, we had bought in Bitcoin. Right now, you and I would look like J.J. Watt and we'd have like $18 million each.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not even exaggerating. I'd be like 6'3", 255, walking around like perfect, like just monster. and just filthy rich. What did you do, Gabe? I just lift weights and bought Bitcoin for the last 20 years instead of betting sports.
Exactly. I go up to Brock Lesnar. I go up to Brock Lesnar and go, I'm going to kill you. And you go, yeah, okay.
Life decisions.
Yeah, we make a lot of life decisions.
Long way. So speaking of which, got breaking news here. I knew they were going to do this. I can't believe they really did this. So the Toronto Raptors coaching staff, of course, is out. All five coaches are on the COVID list. They don't have anyone to coach the game. I was concerned that this was going to happen. So we got breaking news. Drake is the coach. Drake is coaching tonight.
That's got to be a joke. Is this? Oh, thank God. I almost. No, I was a
fish. I know. I was going to go. I should have sold it harder and said, I should have been angry. Yeah. I should have said, I can't believe they're doing this. Can't believe it.
I just.
But honestly, you know, Drake called them and said, yo, guys, I'll do it. You know,
I'm available.
I'll do it. Give me a chance.
You almost had me, and it was just, that's the thing. It was like the interrogation room, Renzi. You didn't sell it enough. Like, I was sitting there going, it's just like, nah, I didn't play fine. I'm not biting.
But did you notice yesterday when I told Dave that you and I had guns to our head all week placing bets, he made a shock face as well. Him and
everyone thinks people think we're such degenerates that we have people in our houses with guns to our head. It's like, come on, guys. It's just our joke. There's nobody here with a gun.
Because Dave even said the old gun to head. I said, well, Dave, it's crazy because me and Cam have had a guy, like, for the last couple of weeks with guns to our head telling us to bet. He's like, what? Like, he looked all like, Kevin Walsh was like, you got Cam? You got a guy with a gun in your house? I'm like, guys, like, I don't know how Walsh survived growing up in Queens, man. Did Walsh give over his wallet to the wallet inspector? Wallet inspector.
Yeah, he better have hoped that Mr. Smoothie, the ice cream guy, was also his bodyguard. You're right. They could have taken that guy to the cleaners, man. From a guy from New York, he falls for every trick. That's pretty crazy.
I was just saying, because everyone always says, if I had a gun to my head, I would bet this. So the joke started. I said, people don't know, but off the camera, there's a guy pointing a gun at Cam saying, you better bet it. He's there. He's back. Ricky.
Cam's boy. Why is Ricky always back here?
Drake, Ricky's got the gun on the table watching the races right now. He's looking over. He doesn't need to point the gun at Cam. Cam knows the gun's there. Ricky's like, listen, if you don't start clicking, I'm going to point it at you. Right?
Exactly.
But two people I bring up about, we got guns to our head, forcing us to bet, they fall for it. A guy from New York and a Vegas odds maker. I think I'm a pretty good liar. I think I'm just good at selling things. Like, I'm hustling Vegas odds makers now.
Or they just think we're absolute insane and there really are people we know with guns to our heads. A combination of both.
We're going to give you some winners so that doesn't happen to you.
SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Getting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Moretz, who are kicking with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. As we stated, we've got a full house. Cousin Sal is going to step up and in. We always love kicking it with Sal. Big man on campus returns. We'll talk some college basketball. Big man's a great college basketball capper. He lives for this stuff. We got a ton of games going on tonight. We also have a very interesting golf tournament going on right now. Very competitive golf tournament. Brooks Koepka in the lead, but we've got three golfers that are tied for second, just a shot off the pace right now, including Cameron Smith, who I look forward to Andrew's take on. Brooks Koepka is back, and so is Andrew. What's going on, Andrew? How you doing, buddy?
What up, boys? Thanks for having me on. And you know what? We know when Brooks Koepka's back because he tells us. He tells us when he's feeling good and when he should be in contention Sunday. So, Brooksy Koepka, top of the leaderboard, one clear of a couple of big guns, but superstar field this one. It's going to be an exciting weekend of golf.
Cam Koepka looks like he's getting healthier again, right? Last year, you and I knew, not yet. He's not 100% back yet. You can tell mentally he wasn't 100% in. He was just sort of there working on his game. But as Andrew stated, looks like Koepka is sort of letting everyone know that he's back right now, especially with a major season around the corner once again.
Yeah, I watched like every shot today, Gabe. And let me tell you about Koepka. He's striping the ball. He's got that walk again. Like, he's confident. He kind of does that like strut like wrestlers do. Vince McMahon. No chance. No chance when he comes to the ring. That's what he says to the other golfers. No chance because I'm back, right? He's just out there like walking around like the big man on campus. But I will say this, and Andrew knows, Koepka came out of nowhere to win that other tournament before, and a lot of guys were in contention. And when you look at the leaderboard, you know, even though his odds are really, really low on FanDuel to win live, he can close the door. That's the problem. Like, Brooks Koepka, he doesn't mind having a lead. Yeah.
He's 10-1 right now.
He's so good. Like, and Andrew will tell you, like, there's, like, Tony Finau, it's great. Like, you want him to win, but when you look at the odds, yeah, Koepka, I think, now is two, Gabe, because he went on a birdie spree at the end. But out of these guys, like, right, Andrew, who do you have more confidence in other than, like, Koepka? Who would you look at the board? And another guy that people love to hate but is good is Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed doesn't mind closing the door either, and he's 10-1.
It's certainly an interesting leaderboard with some big guns up there. Look, Koepka's played a lot of golf in Florida. He's very comfortable on this style of golf course. So at plus 250, I can see why the action's there, but there's no return. But look, is Koepka going to be there Sunday afternoon? Yes, more than likely. I'm going to stay away from it. Look, I got Reed at 45-1 on Thursday. This course suits someone who plays well at the Masters, at Augusta, similar to Riv, great short game. And, you know, Patrick Reed, there's no one better with a wedge in hands than him. He's putting one of the best on tour. So, look, I'm now seeing Reed at 11-1. I still think that's great value, three shots back. I think the course hasn't shown its teeth to us just yet. They've had two easy days of play. I'd love to see some of these pins at sort of the make or break locations, because this course is known as concussion. It's got some very interesting green complexes where it's all about the miss shot. So I'd love to see these guys tested with a bit of wind over the weekend and sort of, you know, loosen this leaderboard up a little bit. But look, Patrick Reed, he's some great value up there, but yeah, certainly going to be interesting tomorrow if they set it up easy again, or we see the players tested a little more.
Let me get people caught up to date with the updated odds right now, because there's some very good golfers that you can get some pretty good numbers with here still. So Dustin Johnson is the favorite at plus 550. Brooks Koepka is 10-1 right now. Rory is 10-1. The golfer that I picked to win the tournament before Andrew, John Rahm, that was my pick. 11-1. DeChambeau, 12-1 right now. JT is 12-1. What do you think, Andrew?
Yes, so I think some of those numbers have changed, and I think they're mucking around the book right now. But look, I think Webb Simpson, absolute dog when he's in contention, and one of the only guys up the top of that leaderboard who gave away strokes to the field with his putting. If he can get his putter sorted Saturday, Sunday, he's a very tough man to beat. He plays well on Bermuda grass. He's currently three shots back at 8-1. I like that value. Cameron Smith, my little Aussie dog. We saw him at Riviera last Sunday. Very streaky putter. Great short game. This course, the bunkering complex, is similar to Royal Melbourne, where he's played a lot of good golf at. I think he's going to be there come Sunday. He's still at 9-1. That's some good value. And look, the guys who are going to do well over the weekend, if the wind picks up and it gets a little more challenging, approach to the green. Who excels there? A guy a little further down the board, Louis Oosthuizen. If you're looking for some value, I love Louis for a course like this. So, look, Koepka's going to be hard to beat, but there's still some good value there. And I think there'll still be some good value come Saturday evening as well, because the board will probably be looking a little similar as it is tonight.
And you know, I'm looking right now though. So what's the deal?
They're recalibrating, Gabe. Those are masters. Like what you saw there.
No,
they're having a problem with their fraud. Those are masters on. So what I was going to basically say was FanDuel had. Yeah, because they had the odds, and then they switched it into the thing. They haven't changed the font. So for all you guys out there, I guess they're recalibrating because this tournament is just wrapping up right now.
Kepka's plus 225.
Yes,
plus 225.
It's still range. It's not even that bad of a number. It's not that bad, right? And Andrew brings up a point, Gabe. Webb Simpson, like all these guys that could play well there. I want one, like Andrew, who from the back of the pack? Because this happens. This is how you live bet golf. You look at the weekend. Hideki Matsuyama showed me something today. He's about 50-1. His ball striking was impeccable today. It's always a matter of the putt, but who from way back do you think has a chance maybe for top five or a win?
Yeah, you know, JT coming into this course, I loved him, but he had a bad Thursday round. Today he shot 6 under. He gets it to 5 under. He's currently 6 shots back at, I think he's still 33-1. That's some great value. You know, JT, another guy similar to Reed and Louis, unbelievable around the greens. It's what you're going to need to be. You know, with the grain on the Bermuda grass, it gets very sticky. So when they start putting some of these pins right on these shelves where there's runoff and green bunkering right next to the pin placements, it's going to be very tricky. I think Sunday, the scoring will tighten up a lot from what we've seen these first 2 days. But still some good value down the board. I think I'd, you know, 5 under is probably as low as I'd look right now, given Brooks is at 11. And you know, there's some quality between Brooks and the guys at 5 under. This is a who's who leaderboard. Very, very major-esque, you know, feel to it. One guy who I'm sure you guys are going to ask me about, the boys are all pinging me and texting, Tony Finau. He's still at plus 750. Mm-hmm. Is this his week? I don't think around the greens he's got what it takes over the weekend. But, you know, what do you guys think? Can Tony finally get that win? Not for me, but what do you boys think?
I don't want to sound like that guy, but like I just saw in the playoff versus Homa, like he can't take advantage of the mistakes, the putting. Like I hate to say it, Andrew, and you know golf better than anybody here. He needs to see a shrink about like the putting because he goes to different grips. He can't hit like 4 or 5 footers. It's in his head now. His ball striking is arguably the best on tour. If he could putt, he'd have about 2-3 majors and like 10 tournament wins by now. He's got nothing because he can't putt. And on Sunday, it goes right down the drain. So I was going to ask you, like, it's just golf is a lot mental too, and he just can't get over it.
It is. Yeah, and whenever you see someone changing their putting stroke mid-tournament like Tony does quite often, it's concerning. And look, whenever you're in contention or under pressure, like with anything, it really highlights, you know, the anxiety and the weakness there with his short game. So look, for Tony to win, you know, the circumstances have to be right. I don't think the short game will be quality enough to get it done this weekend.
Andrew,
yeah, similar to what we said last week, you know.
He's got to post a number.
He's got to post a number or he's got to be miles in front. You know, maybe shoot a 6 under tomorrow and have a 4-shot lead going into Sunday and maybe then he can get it closed. But, you know, it's an interesting story to watch Tony Finau week and week, you know, week after week, just in contention and not be able to get it done. But he'll get it done eventually, but not this weekend, I don't think, boys.
Yeah, Andrew Anderson with us. Cam, what's the deal this week anyways, buddy? We've been talking about it. Quick lock, quick trigger, games off the board, on the board, frozen.
I don't know.
Like I said, I go to the off, I click, it pops up Masters, but it doesn't say Masters.
I know. Maybe they changed it on.
Oh, and now it's gone. Now there's no off.
I know.
It's like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, oh, no, I say, you know what it is? It's all week. It's driving us crazy. Do this all day, Andrew, all night, and like all sports. So live in game, we notice the tendencies of they frozen. It's gone. This is that. It's just been one of these weeks. It's been one of those weeks this week. We'll put it that way.
It can happen. You know, there might be some guys putting serious action on the golf, just like maybe. Me. And you know, they're changing the boards. Could be it. A couple of whales.
I even bet on ladies golf this week, Andrew. I got a little piece of Lydia Ko.
Don't get me started. So Lydia, who I know well from, she played a lot in Australian NZ. She was at plus 1,400 at the start of the week. She's been playing great golf. It's her home course where she practices and plays. That's a great bet. I wish I was on Wednesday with you boys. That would have been a smart one.
I only
one.
Put $10 on it. I'm a
coward. Yeah, we got to get you on Wednesday.
A win's a win.
Before.
A win's a win.
We got to get you on Wednesday before the tournament starts. Yeah. I think Cam brought that up. And you know what, Cam? You brought up the Masters earlier in the week, and I said to Cam, I said, Cam, the Masters in 7 weeks, bro. And I don't know. Yeah. I guess people are more excited about because freaking FanDuel has it under their live golf odds. They're trying to get some Masters money, man. You go to live golf odds, pops up Masters. It's like, hey, no, I'm just looking. I'm like, Koepka's 10-1, really? Come on, man.
I tell you what, there's some good tournaments this week, so some good value. I'm sure they'll get it sorted.
Hey, listen, so who's your one winner, Andrew, on the way out here? So who do you say wins this tournament this weekend?
I like Patrick Reed. If you can get him 10, 11 to 1, put the house on it. He'll be there come Sunday and a bit of good value.
Mm-hmm. What about Cam Smith?
That's Dubsy's pig.
10 to 1 range. Cam Smith.
He'll be there or thereabouts. Not a bad bet. I like it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time discussions continues. I'm Morenci. Thanks to Andrew Anderson for joining us on the program. Great stuff. Great golf expert to have on board with us to go along with the prowess of the raging redhead Cam Stewart on the links, of course.
Thank you.
Ron Rubber. We're going to get some pucks. Cam hasn't mentioned the word hockey yet. I'm surprised.
No, I told you. I'm shocking you right now.
Because we're talking about another sport. You like golf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why. Let's bring it.
What's my other what's my golf handle, Gabe? Frank Fairway? Gary Green? Tommy T? I don't know. I like Ron Rubber for hockey, though. I'm a big fan of Ron Rubber. I like Frank Fairway.
I play golf with you. I've never seen you hit a fairway.
It's true. I'm all over the place. Man, my tee game sucks. You're right. It's brutal.
Cam plays army golf, left, right, Sal. Left, right. Gary Green. That's not bad, Gary Green.
Hey, let me ask you guys something. But because I know Gabe will talk golf. He loves talking golf and golf and golf, and we'll get to the pucks. But I bet I did the thing. Does this ever happen to you? I bet Koepka, he was through 17. I was like, let me get him. I bet I get him at plus 250. I said, after this round ends, everyone's going to load up on him. And, of course, he bogeys 18, right? Like, I should contact you guys right away and say, hey, I'm loading up on Koepka. There's one hole left on Friday. You could bet, if you could bet the 18th hole from the bogey, do it. And sure as crap, he does it. Bogey on 18. Does that happen to you guys a lot?
All the time.
Exactly, Sal. You know how many times we say, oh, yeah, you know what? It's a good time to jump in on the Boston Celtics now against the Hawks. And literally, it's like a 13-0 run for the Hawks, like a minute later. Or I'm like, good time to jump in. I'll take the under of an in-game hockey game. They literally score like 0 seconds later. So I actually put it out there, Sal, and I'm not saying this as an extortion. I'm sure you can appreciate this because we have the same luck. I'm not trying to extort the NBA Players Association, all right? Mm-hmm. Nothing nefarious about it. But I want to send them a letter and documentation of all my props. And I'll say, listen, if you want to stay healthy, you don't want me playing a prop on you.
Right.
And for the limited amount of money that it'll cost you, like if every NBA player, there's 510 players in the league, right? Mm-hmm. Like all they got to do is literally, you know, chip in $100. Give me $50,000. And I'll sign. I won't bet NBA props and it'll ensure you won't get hurt. And I think they would do it. If I showed up, I'll go, look, that night I took you, you got hurt. Next night I took him, he got hurt. Hell, I complain, Sal, about my prop players always getting hurt in football. And I'm like, at least basketball, they don't get hurt. And then I went on this big rampage about it, Sal, about, mm-hmm. well, at least, you know, I'm going to take some golf matchups. At least these guys mm-hmm. won't get hurt. Word of no lie, Henrik Stenson, like, nearly breaks his ankle. I take
ankle
him.
Injury.
Dan goes, you can't make this up, Dave. You just got hurt in the bunker. I'm like, what do you mean? How does a golfer get hurt? He goes, I don't know, he just twisted his ankle or something. He has to withdraw. golfers now.
I know. That's a good that's a great deal to offer the league. And by, I had the same thing with the NFL. I picked, I think, 3 or 4 first touchdowns on Monday night. The guy got hurt in the first quarter. Now, forget about the first touchdown. He never even saw the field. And I said, at least wait till the first touchdown is recorded and then put the guy on the field. Then he'll have a chance. Otherwise, no. That's a nice little insurance policy I think you're offering.
Or extortion. One or the other. The cousin Sal kicking it with us. All right, so let's get into some picks here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're resetting Sal. It's all right. His audio is fine. The video's all right. So what are you looking at? What are you looking at here? Do we have Sal, or is he resetting right now?
Sorry, I just reset. Is that any better? They told me how.
Yeah, you sound better.
Right, there you go. Okay, so Sal, I know you're a DJ. Are you ready for some college football? Southern and Alabama State.
Oh, you know, I didn't look at it. Did you jump in there already? I was thinking about the America East tournament for college hoops. You're doing the you're doing the football already, huh? What talk me through.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This one tonight is a little shakier. Southern's laying 7.5 at Alabama State, but the pick I like, Sal, is Citadel. So the Citadel is playing tomorrow against Mercer. Mercer played a game already. They lost to Wolford last week, 31-14. But the Citadel's a real team, Sal. And Citadel played 4 games in the fall. All right? So they're one of the few teams that are playing fall football and spring football. They only played 4 games. But, bro, they played against Clemson. They played against Army. Yeah. They only lost by 5 against Army. They went to South Florida. They were in their head in all these games that they played, the paycheck games to start the season, right? Then they shut everything down. Now they're energized. Now they know we're not going to get our ass kicked 51-0 against Clemson. We can beat Mercer, right? Gotcha. And they're battle-tested. It's a big step down now after playing the Armies, after the South Floridas. And Mercer's not a terrible football program, but they did lose by 17 last week, 16-17 last week. I mean, listen, the market went against me. I went on a passion speech, Sal, as to why Citadel is the play at 4.5. Cam goes, they're favorite 3.5 now.
Well, that's why we're going to tease it up to 9.5, right? And we'll find another one. We're going to figure something out there. We already lost the value in there. I like that idea. And by the way, just as a personal note, things are starting to open up here in California. My son, my 15-year-old, they're playing football in the spring here, right? Starts in 2 weeks. I'm over the moon about it. And all you need to know, that's all you need to know, that they didn't skip a football season. That's why football is king, guys, right? Football is king. Yep. Brian Gumbel could do all the specials he wants on Real Sports and how football's going away in 20 years. Guess what? It ain't going anywhere. If they can't even skip it in California for a season, it reemerges in March. God bless football. It's never going anywhere.
All right, Sal. So listen, we're going to have to find out. We'll talk off the air what league, what team. Me and Cam will find some numbers on this. All right? We're not adverse to it. Me and Cam used to bet Kentucky high school football. Don't ask why. Yes, Kentucky. We had an insight to Kentucky. All right?
Oh, by the way, I followed more than one referee to his car. After a game, because I lost getting the idiot father next to me $10 on a flag football game. Trust me.
Yeah, it was crazy, Sal. So me and Gabe used to be on this book, and like they had some stuff, and it was like Kentucky high school football. I'm like, where's Tennessee high school football? Or it was just Kentucky. We got to pick Gabe. It was the best. Remember, mine is 71.5. Hey, they covered. Yeah. They won like 91-0.
Yeah, we thought it was weird. Why Kentucky? Out of every state in America, why are you offering us Kentucky high school football lines? Hey, weird. Nevertheless, okay. So, what are you looking at tonight, Sal? You mentioned some college ball. You're playing NBA college tonight. What are you looking at?
I'm going NBA. By the way, this LeBron can't catch a break, right? I mean, he needs a literal break, but he's not sitting after four losses in a row. That's for sure. With Portland coming to town, and they're giving what, 4.5, 5? Portland's one of the best road teams against the spread. I think they're 16-5 in the last 21 against the spread. LeBron's son is getting to rest because of an injury, and LeBron can't get it. I think Schooner's back. I think that's big because he's better than Anthony. Not that he's better than Anthony Davis. He means more to this team in terms of scoring points. Lakers win, but they're going to make it tough. They're going to do it in overtime. They're going to win 112-109. So take Portland and the points. I see you're flashing Jazz and Miami. Which way are you going there? The Jazz are ridiculous. I hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir playing every time they spot up for three. But I think 6.5, 7 is too much. I'm taking the home underdog there. What do you guys think of those games?
You know what? I'm hitting refresh right now. I'm thinking of the Jazz. I'm not getting in front. But sorry, guys. I just want to say, though, I don't know what's the deal here. Let's check. Is Bam Adebayo and what's the deal? Is it confirmed? I'll get the confirmation here.
I'll get the
confirmation. Go on, Cam. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I'll get you guys to start on it. For the early action, I don't know your opinion. I know some of these games are where they go off around like 7:40. I was going to ask your opinion. I like Sacramento.
Hero out. Sorry, guys.
Is that right?
Tyler Hero is out. Bam remains questionable.
I think Bam plays. I think that's why you're getting it around 6. Otherwise, it would have been like 4.5, 5 if Hero had played. But on to Sacramento. They play zero defense, Cam. What are you looking at with them?
I was actually looking at Sacramento in the over against the Pistons there, and I was going to ask your opinion, maybe more of a vibe play. I kind of like the Indiana Pacers getting 2.5, 3 against Boston. I don't know. That's kind of on my radar right now. Sal, you got anything else there?
So Sabonis is named to the All-Star. First of all, would you guys go and play on the All-Star game if you were snubbed but then get in over an injury? I don't know. I'd be spiteful. I'd be like, no. I'm staying home, right?
I would. I'd play.
You play, no really?
Experience.
They've got to expand the rosters, bro. It's only 4% of the league gets in right now. You got 17 players on a roster right now with two-way contracts. Yeah. It's only 12. You could do 15. But, yeah, you know, please, guys, Sabonis has 23 double-doubles on the year, second in the NBA in double-doubles. The 6 top guys with double-doubles all are in the All-Star game or all got selected.
Right.
But you know what it is, Sal. You know what it is. It's a body of work. You get voted for past years. He's in Indiana. He's a European dude. It's, you know, it's a lot against them. You know what I mean? I like the Celtics. I don't like them, but I just think they're desperate.
I think they are too. And somehow they're 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 at home. That's what's crazy to me. They've dropped 3 in a row. Obviously, everyone's talking, calling for Brad Stevens' head. I think they get it together here. Although I've gotten crushed by them so many times. But Indiana's won 4 to the last 12 too. So both these teams are crap right now. I would take the Celtics. I'd lean towards the Celtics, but I don't love it too much.
Cam, I got a live dog for you here tonight, buddy, and I think you might like this one. People don't like getting in front of the Phoenix Suns, but the Chicago Bulls are balling right now. 7-3 straight up and against the spread in their last 10. I'm a big Billy Donovan fan. I like Billy Donovan like you like Trubisky. I wish we got that gif up, huh? Only quarterback in history to start 50-plus games and never throw a pick 6 in NFL history. Mitch Trubisky, people.
I love it.
Yeah. But how about this, guys? So the Phoenix Suns are 20-11 straight up, and they're very robust 20-11 against the spread. Chicago Bulls are 19-12 ATS, guys. Playing great ball right now. Zach LaVine is a monster. Everybody's just going to run to the window here and want to bet on the Phoenix Suns, but the Bulls are 5-1 straight up in their last 6 games. I'm taking a Windy City dog here, Cam and Sal. What do you think, Cam?
Yeah, I got no problem with the Bulls. I actually think this is going to be one where Phoenix squeaks out a win, kind of like what Sal said in the Laker game, but the Bulls cover the number. It's 6.5. Maybe you can get 7 there too, Morenci. That's a significant home dog at that price. And, I lean that way, and I'm with Sal. I really like the Blazers. I don't care what the Lakers need to do or whatever. It's 5 points. I'm on the Portland Trail Blazers. I've already bet it. plus five. I'm in. I think if they lose a heartbreaker by like one or between 1 and 3 points, like Sal said.
Well, one thing we know for sure, right? The idiot bettors, right, are going to go Friday night. They got nothing to do. They're going to take all chalk, right? They're going to take money line Toronto. They're going to take the Lakers. Mm-hmm. They're going to take Phoenix. And they are going to lose because this is the NBA, and it's Friday night in February, and these teams don't care about winning just so much there. So there you go.
I love the positive. Brought to you by FanDuel. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. Can you hang on, Sal, for 1 minute? Just, I want to get a couple more picks from you on the way out here.
You got it. You got it, bud.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, game time decisions continues. All right, we just got a couple of more minutes with Sal. We appreciate him hanging out with us, the cousin Sal. And don't forget about his book, You Can't Lose Them All. And yeah. Some great, great gambling stories. Some great, great gambling tales. I wish we had more time, Sal, because I'd like to get into the Kobe logo stuff. I know you're a big NBA guy. And just quickly, I love Kobe Bryant. I think he's a great player. But just because Kyrie Irving, you're a fan. And I get where we're coming here. They're coming for Jerry. Well, they're coming for you, Jerry. Let's just be real.
Yeah, yeah.
The NBA players sort of feel we're changing the logo. We're going to get a brother up here. And I get it. You know what I mean? But let's everyone slow down. And if we're going to do it, it ain't Kobe. I think he's a great player. Guy wasn't a saint, people. All right, let's chill out. He wasn't the winningest player ever. He's not the best player ever. He wasn't the nicest guy ever. We can go on. You know what I mean? Like, he's not the face of the league. Yeah, it sucks he died. But let's just say, hypothetically, LeBron gets in an accident in a couple of years. We're going to redo the logo every couple of years, Sal? Come on, bro.
No, I don't think so. Boy, I had no idea you hated Kobe Bryant so much. I
know. You know exactly.
I'm with you. If they want to change it from Jerry West, fine, move on. They've never really officially come out and said that's Jerry West, right? It's just it's supposed to be just an image out there, but it is Jerry West. So I don't know. I like to see Kareem out there. That's a funnier looking visual for the NBA right
Dude,
there.
The skyhook is visual. The skyhook.
Exactly. Like, it's actually a good call.
Dr. J, Kareem, let's go back.
Well, everyone, the short attention spans. Oh, Kobe and LeBron. It's like, guys, and you know it, Sal. The two dudes that built the NBA were Bird and Magic. You know, the NBA finals weren't even on live TV, guys. I used to watch it on WCAX in Vermont, all right, after. All right.
Spud Webb dunking. There's a lot of great options out there. Yeah.
Hey, Phoenix Suns, not quite the Pelicans, 19-2 over, Sal, last 21, like the Pels, but Phoenix are an over machine as well, bro. 8-1 to the over last 9. This game going to be a track meet tonight with the Bulls. Like the Bulls at the over. Final pick. What do you got for us, Sal, on the way out? Lock of the night.
I love it. I'll go Devin Booker to show off. I'm with you. Get the over in that game.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.